That was a song called This Is Where I Belong, the B-side of the 1967 Kinks single Mr. Pleasant, which played us out on last week's episode. In June of 1966, Kinks bassist Peter Quaife was injured in a van accident, and during his recovery time, he decided that being in the Kinks was not where he belonged. He decided to leave the tumultuous band and was replaced by John Dalton. The album Face to Face came out in 1966, and even though it was quite different from the band's earlier material, featuring a wide variety of styles and different instrumentation, it was very well received, and the success of the album prompted Dave Davies to invite Peter Quaife back into the band. Quaife rejoined the band, and John Dalton, probably dazed, went back to delivering coal. 1967 would be a very transitional year for rock and roll, seeing the release of the albums Pet Sounds and Sgt. Pepper's, and the emergence of bands like the Velvet Underground, Love, The Doors, Pink Floyd, The Grateful Dead, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. The rock and roll palette was expanding, and Ray Davies was writing songs at a rapid pace. The Kinks' first single of 1967, Waterloo Sunset, is considered by many, not me, but many, to be the ultimate Kinks song. Ray Davies wrote it on piano. The song is about nostalgia and memories and how we associate them with a time and a place. Shel Talmy had said it was the last thing he produced for the band, but Ray Davies has claimed that they parted ways with Talmy earlier than this and that Ray produced it himself. A quote from Dave Davies: Shel was a vibe person, but I don't think he really understood what we were doing. Ray was protecting his song from getting damaged by Shel, like it was his child. It is clear that the song was very important to Ray. A quote from Ray: the song has a lot of emotional depth to it, and I wanted the sound to echo that depth. That's why I took care. Dave Davies later commented on the recording, quote, we spent a lot of time trying to get a different guitar sound, to get a more unique feel for the record. In the end, we used a tape delay echo, but it sounded new because nobody had done it since the 1950s. I remember Steve Marriott of the Small Faces came up and asked me how we'd got that sound. We were almost trendy for a while. As for the lyrics, Ray Davies polished them obsessively and waited to record the vocals until the last possible minute, perfecting the lyrics until the very end. Beginning with Waterloo Sunset, Ray started rehearsing many of his songs with the band without singing or sharing the lyrics, either because they were always in flux or because he just wanted to keep them to himself until it came time to record them. A quote from Ray: it came from good and bad feelings. I was in St. Thomas's Hospital when I was really ill, and the nurses would wheel me out on the balcony to look at the river. I used to go to Waterloo every day to go to college as well. It was also about being taken down to the Festival of Britain with my mom and dad. My dad took me by the hand and said something very poignant. I said, what does this mean? He said, this is the future. Another quote from Ray: it's a song about two people going on a journey to a better world, but for some reason I stayed where I was and became the observer. I did not cross the river, they did, and had a good life, apparently. As Ray would say in his autobiography, quote, I had achieved everything creatively I set out to do, and I was 22 years old. After Waterloo Sunset, he would briefly consider leaving the Kinks, and his departure from the band was even reported in the press at the time. The recording of the song was finished on April 13, 1967, and even though Ray felt somewhat reluctant about releasing it, it came out less than a month later, and went to number 2 on the UK charts, but failed to even chart at all in America. It was apparently too British, as would be much of the rest of the Kinks' 60s output. Decidedly, identifiably British in topic, tone, and feel.
So busy
Interestingly, in July of 1967, Dave Davies would have a top 10 hit of his own with a solo single. Even though the Kinks played on it, it was originally released as a Dave Davies single called Death of a Clown. I love the song. In terms of personal preference, not artistic merit, I like it even more than Waterloo Sunset.
Let's
Both of these top five hit singles, Waterloo Sunset and Death of a Clown, would be included on the band's next album, Something Else by the Kinks, which came out on September 15th, 1967. Like I said, it's a very British album and far removed from the Summer of Love vibe that was dominating the rock landscape at the time. Shel Talmy's name is still on the record, but apparently only for contractual reasons. Ray Davies had taken charge. Check out his cheeky ode to cigarette addiction from the album, a song called Hairy Rag. Another great song from Something Else by the Kinks is a song called Tin Soldier Man, which seems to compare the well-dressed men marching off to work in the morning to the toy soldiers that children might lord over at playtime.
A little shine on his shoes and keep his uniform tight. Bop, bop, bop. Little tip.
Let's hear another great song by Dave Davies from Something Else by the Kinks. It's called Funny Face. Something Else is a great album, but it sold poorly, in part because the big singles were hits months before the album was even released. The band quickly followed the record up with another top 10 single, Autumn Almanac. Ray Davies described the song as, quote, sweeping up dead leaves and putting them in a sack. It was a top 10 hit.
Summer's on Sundays. All right, I go to Blackpool for my holiday. Sit in the open sunlight. This is my street, and I'm never gonna leave it. And I'm always gonna stay.
...1968 would be a tumultuous year for the world, and especially America. In terms of rock music, 1968 seems to be the year that the focus really started to shift from singles to albums. As mentioned earlier, Pet Sounds and Sgt. Pepper's had both come out the previous year. In 1968, we see albums like Music from Big Pink and Astral Weeks, which really get the critics buzzing and artists are taking note. Songwriters are beginning to realize the remarkable creative potential of the album. Early 1968 saw no live performances from the Kinks, but a few more singles were released, including the amazing Days, which we heard on the last episode. But these singles, especially Wonder Boy, were commercial flops.
Into Wonder.
If you remember last week, I discussed the terrible deals that the young band were signing, and at this point they became embroiled in lawsuits, trying to get their publishing back, trying to get some of the money that they had been earning but not being paid. The judge in the case would call the contracts that the band had signed, quote, lamentably clumsy. The next album, at first, began to take shape as a Ray Davies solo album. A quote from Ray: that was because I wasn't sure if they would come along with me. But a quote from Dave Davies: I'm glad we went in that direction. Ironically, the rest of the band liked the direction that Ray was taking them, and it organically turned into a group effort, even more so than the band's previous work. A quote from drummer Mick Avery: you'd think of an idea, and Ray, he likes that. You feel a bit lifted, so we had a little hand in arranging this stuff. A quote from bassist Peter Quaife: either Ray was not feeling too well, or he was very tired, maybe it was the court case, but all of us managed to get in ideas and put them over and do them, which was amazing, during rehearsal and recording. Just for that little period, he lightened up a lot. Another quote from drummer Mick Avery: it was collaborative, rather than him writing a song and going in like session men and just doing it. Another quote from bassist Peter Quaife: that is what made it unique. A quote from Ray Davies about the album: I think the innocence was beginning to be corroded and swept away. That was evident. The record was a belligerent stand against all the things I felt were eroding me. Every good band has a time where they sit back and think about what their future's going to be and make a crossroads record. According to Ray in his autobiography X-Ray, the album was about, quote, lost friends, drought beer, motorbike riders, wicked witches, and flying cats. On his own and then with the band, Ray Davies worked on the album for 2 years. The album we're talking about would be called The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. The song from the record called Village Green was originally recorded for something else by The Kinks, but then Ray decided to explore the ideas in the song further. And he would have multiple possible incarnations in mind for this collection of material at different times. Some call it a concept album, and the record does have a cast of characters and recurring themes. But a quote from Ray, "It's not a storyline, it's an emotional thread." The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society comes across as a collection of short stories or vignettes. It was out of step with the times, but in the best way. There were elements of rebellion or bucking trends, but probably not purposefully. This was just the art that Ray and the band were going to create, and it would be ignored for years, but it would not be ignored forever. The album's title track and opening song, The Village Green Preservation Society, was the last song recorded for the album, and seems to, in part at least, lampoon the very emotional thread that Ray Davies was talking about. A quote from Ray, "I guess the title song is a juxtaposition. It contradicts some of the other material. I think it's a wonderful song with a great melody, but it does seem to be mocking the nostalgia that so many of Ray's own songs could be accused of partaking in. It's definitely a satirical song, and somewhat satirical of Ray and the Kinks, I guess. But it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's a great, fun song."
Society. God save the little duck, Bonneville and variety. We are the Desperate Man Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Serving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the drug. Preservation Society. God save Mrs. Moss and good old Mother Riley. We are the Custom Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who are loving them. God save Fu Manchu, Moriarty and Dracula. We are the office block, persecution affinity. God save the little shops, China clubs and virginity. We are the skyscraper, condemnation affiliates. God save Tudor houses, anti-table dominions. Serving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do?
Nostalgia is about reflecting on how things have changed, and the next song, Do You Remember Walter, is about how people change.
Shame the way our little world has changed. smoking cigarettes behind your garden gate. Yes, Walter was my mate, but Walter, my old friend, where are you now? Shame the way our little world has changed. Do you remember, Walter, how we said we'd fight the world so we'd be free? We'd save up all our money and we'd buy a boat and sail away to sea. But it was not to be. I knew you then, but do I know you now?
The next song on the Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society, Picture Book, is one of my favorite songs ever by anyone. It's up-tempo and infectious with a great melody, and it's a funny song. The song was covered by the Seattle band The Young Fresh Fellows in 1989, and they made a video that played on MTV. In 2000, Green Day rewrote the song and called it Warning, and in 2004, it was used in a Hewlett-Packard television commercial. Pete Townsend was a fan of the next song on the album, Johnny Thunder, and it is from this song that future New York Dolls guitarist John Gonzale would take his stage name. The song Big Sky was covered by past guest Rusty Willoughby and his band Flop on their album Flop and the Fall of the Mop Squeezer. Even though the characters in the opening song were singing about God saving everything, this song seems to imply that there is no God per se, just the indifference of the universe. Just a big sky looking down on us, all of these different characters with different points of view. A quote from the lyrics, "Big sky looked down on all the people who think they got problems, but the big sky is too big to sympathize."
Sky looked down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. The big sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down.
Big sky too big.
Starstruck is another of my favorite songs from the album, very similar to Picture Book. It's up-tempo with a great melody and Ray's tongue in his cheek.
Baby, you don't know what you're saying, because you're a victim of bright city lights. But your mind is not right. You think the world's at your feet, because you're starstruck. Then you're out on your feet.
final song on the album, People Take Pictures of Each Other, really hammers home the theme of the meaninglessness of it all in the grand scheme of things. Quote, people take pictures of each other just to prove that they really existed. It's funny because, as Dave Davies put it, when the brothers were young, quote, nobody could afford a bloody camera. So maybe the photographs are symbolic of how random and limited our memories can be. A quote from Ray Davies, I think that pictures only encourage nostalgia. I like to remember people the way they were. The camera may not lie, but it is not entirely honest.
People take pictures of each other.
Let's not forget, Ray Davies was 23 and 24 years old when he wrote and recorded these songs. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society came out almost 50 years ago as I record this. It should have been a landmark at the time. It has become a landmark to some. It was criminally ignored when it came out and had to be rediscovered later. The album reportedly sold only 25,000 copies upon its initial release. By contrast, the Beatles' White Album, released on the very same day, sold 2 million in its first week. The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society is a wonderful album, and even though it did not catch on in 1968, it went on to influence many and is now highly respected. But after the initial failure of the album, Peter Quaife, disheartened, having long felt undervalued, left the band for good. He would again be replaced by John Dalton. Despite the failure of the album and the departure of his old friend, Ray Davies soldiered on. And if Village Green wasn't technically a concept album, the next album, Arthur, or The Decline of the Fall of the British Empire, would be. Actually, it was originally written as the soundtrack to a Granada television play. Ray developed a storyline with novelist Julian Mitchell, but the television program was canceled and never produced. The rough plot of the album revolves around the character Arthur Morgan, a carpet layer, who was based on Ray and Dave's brother-in-law Arthur Anning, who, with Ray's sister Rose, had moved to Australia in search of a new life. A quote from Ray, I told Arthur that I felt guilty for using him as a subject for a song, but he shrugged off my apology, saying that he was flattered. The album also deals with the experiences of soldiers in the world wars, and of the plight of the working class post-war. Although not commercially successful, the album did not even chart in the UK, it was very critically acclaimed, even more so than Village Green. As a record, I much prefer Village Green, but Arthur is also a very impressive piece of work. It's crazy to think that the brilliant single and opening track, Victoria, written shortly after the birth of Ray's daughter of the same name, did not even chart at the time.
Oh,
The final song on Arthur and its title track is a monumental piece of work and an incredibly cool song stylistically, considering it came out in 1969.
Don't you know it?
The Kinks entered the 70s at the top of their game creatively, but commercially they had little career left to speak of. But rather than give up, they plotted a comeback. The next album, Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1, another concept album, was a very cynical take on the music industry. It would include a top 10 hit single in the US and two top 10 hits in the UK. The Kinks were back. It's an incredible record, and I explored it in depth back on episode number 70 of the podcast, where I picked my top 10 albums of 1970, and this record was number one. It's really great.
It's the same old game.
I can't say I'm a huge fan of much of the Kinks' output after Lola. The 1971 album Muswell Hillbillies is pretty good. I love the song Skin and Bone from that record. At this point, Ray Davies' songwriting style would become more theatrical, with releases like Everybody's in Showbiz and Soap Opera. The Kinks would have a rock renaissance beginning in the late 70s and finally conquer America, but that's for another time. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you are not familiar with these brilliant albums, especially The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society, I hope you will explore them further. Because these records that the Kinks made in the late 60s are artistic triumphs that languished unfairly for years. And now, to play us out...
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Let's hear another Dave Davies song. This is the B-side to the Arthur single, Drivin'. It's a song called Mindless Child of Motherhood. We'll be right back.
Back.